The opinions expressed in this show are the views of the host and not necessarily that of WTRW, 94.3 The Talker, or the Bold Gold Media Group.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.
Good morning, and welcome to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker and owner, and with Pat Devaney, my husband, fellow realtor.
Good morning.
Good morning, and Jessica Schwab.
Good morning.
Hello. We're here every week, every Saturday and Sunday, and we discuss various real estate topics. We have a full-time real estate office with 12 plus realtors, and we have been listing and selling real estate for over 40 years. You can feel free to email us
at questions@jruddy.com. That's questions@jruddy.com. Or you can call us toll free at 888-399-JACK, 888-399-5225.
You can visit our website at jruddy.com. That's jruddy.com to view our listings or to search the MLS. While we're talking about searching the MLS and viewing our listings online, let's talk about the National Association of Realtors research that founded a lot of people are on the internet looking when they're looking to purchase.
Absolutely. It says the internet is playing an ever-increasing role in the home search process. It says 36% of buyers looked online for properties as their first step in a search. But then, in the end here, it says 9 in 10 home buyers use the internet in some way during their search process. I'm having a hard time speaking here today. 9 in 10 buyers use the internet in some way during their search process. That's easy for me to say.
Well, it's between, believe it or not, 80 to 90% of buyers go online at some point.
At some point.
Yeah.
But they still use a realtor.
Oh, yeah. And that's how this ties into realtors. It's while the usage of the internet in the search process has grown, it does not diminish the use of real estate professionals. Rather, it provides a complementary
relationship. We have a complementary. I can't speak today. We have a complementary.
I'm going to shut your microphone off.
You might have to. I've been loading up on a peanut butter fudge here today, and it's making me crazy.
Jessica, if I only had one of those buttons at home, yeah. If I could only shut it off.
To Mike.
That's the new statement at home. I'm shutting your microphone off.
Yeah, try
okay.
It.
All right. Home buyers who use the internet to search for a home were actually more likely than those who did not use the internet to buy their home through a real estate agent. That's 85%.
So 85%?
Versus 70% who...
Don't use
a realtor.
Oh.
Often, those internet users take steps to look at properties that they actually see online that's already listed with the realtor.
Right. So they'll go by and they'll see 123 Main Street, and then we'll tell them, do a drive-by, and if you're really interested, we'll take you through.
Well, oftentimes people, I mean, this is the way it is. It's you know, at night, midnight, 3 o'clock in the morning, they're doing their searches online. They see a home. They can get all the data.
Right.
All the square footage, the data, the taxes, so, pictures.
We're on so many websites. We have so much information. You come to our website, and we'll put you through the MLS, and you can access everything you need right there at jruddy.com.
Right, you have the demographics, the state stats, and things like that. School district information.
Right, and some interesting links. You could search the school districts and the television stations and compare school districts. We have Megan's Law link to the website so you can search your neighborhood.
But this research was interesting because it found that that most buyers still rely heavily on the expertise of real estate agents, and they want their real estate agents to navigate and guide them through the home sales transaction.
Yes, I just had a deal with a guy. He was a first-time home buyer, and he thanked me about 10 times. He says, you made the deal so much easier because he'd never been down the road before. He didn't know what he was doing, and that's what we do.
It's scary. A lot of fear.
Yeah, we guide the people through it. I mean, we do it every day.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this guy's going to hopefully not buy a home for another 10 years.
Right. Stay in that home.
Yep, stay in that home. That's a, we were reading another article that says the average, once a person finds a home, they stay in the house for 10 years.
Right, right. Usually.
Usually.
I mean, there's other factors that, yeah.
Divorce.
Well, I was thinking more like,
last week?
Yeah, we were talking about that last week, and here it comes up again. But I was thinking more like job relocation.
Oh, yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Maybe you want to upgrade to another home. You know, circumstances change.
Yes, people's jobs, employment situations change. Everything, you know, one thing is certain, everything changes.
Mm-hmm. 57% of buyers found their agent through a referral or used an agent that they had used in the past.
66% of buyers benefited by having their real estate agent help them understand the process.
Mm-hmm. And satisfaction with one's real estate professional is very high. That's a good sign, too. Most home buyers, 90% of the buyers said that they were very or somewhat satisfied with their agent's honesty and integrity and knowledge of the marketplace.
And that rate is much higher with you, isn't it?
Yeah, sure. Absolutely.
It's near 100%. But if, you can't please everyone.
Well, there's always, you know.
There's always one in the crowd.
If you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Real Estate Roundtable on 94.3 FM, The Talker, with Century 21, Jack Ruddy Real Estate, and Jackie Ruddy and Pat Devaney.
And we're talking about that. It says, what does it say? Why home ownership matters. It says homeowners are happier and healthier. I didn't know that, and enjoy a greater feeling of control over their lives. We discussed this last week. If I'm a renter, I can't go in and do all the renovations I want to. I have to worry about the landlady keeping an eye on me. You know, what are the neighbors thinking? And it's just, what if the landlord sells the building? I'll have to move. Now with this, it says I have a greater control over my life. And now is a great time to buy a home. Rates are still very low and home prices are very low. Great time.
Those for sale are on sale.
That's right. That was, you said that last night. Go ahead.
One of the, owning a home, too, is one of the best ways to build long-term wealth.
That's right. It says, this is a really good line. It says, historically, a homeowner's net worth has ranged from 31 to 46 times that of a renter.
Really?
That's what it says. And this is from real...
Not like percent more, but times?
Times, times. So I guess it makes sense. If I own a home that's worth $100,000 and someone else doesn't, who's a renter, doesn't own anything, and what do they own? The car that's worth $10,000? My wealth is 10 times theirs.
Right. Good point. Homeowners are free. I like that word, free.
Free?
Free. To redecorate, renovate, and modify their homes as they wish.
Redecorate. Oh, redecorate.
And of course, that I'm thinking of, well, there's certain, like in the city of Scranton, if you do certain things, you do have to have some contractors that are licensed and have permits and things like that. But for the most part, anything that you do to your home, especially where it concerns redecorating, you have freedom.
Right. If you own it, you want to do a little bit of renovation. You don't like the way the walls are. You want to knock down a wall, put in a counter. You can do any of that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think the landlady would be too thrilled if I did that, though. She might get. She just doesn't understand.
Well, you know, I'm thinking about one of the properties that we own, the investment property. And, you know, I got to the point where I had to write into the leases that there were no parties on the premises. You know, and sometimes, you know, you have college students looking to rent, and
right.
you don't want to say no, especially if they have the ability to pay, but you don't want to have the others in the property
destroying my property.
Well, not only destroying it, but their quality of living, the other tenants in the property, you don't want them to feel like,
right, you don't want the cops being called to their building.
So here you have it. You have, you know, choices, and you have to put in the lease, but one of the properties that we had was a cute little apartment. It was an efficiency apartment, and we loved the tenant, but she burned candles. And we always painted and cleaned the carpets before we turned over an apartment. And she only stayed there a year, but I couldn't help feel disgusted when I went in, and there these candles, as a result of her burning the candles, there was all these black marks on these
on the walls, on the white walls, on the ceiling.
Really?
Yep.
Oh.
So then I had no, I just, from that point, I said, no candle burning, you know, and it's awful, but you get to this point where, because you can't paint over wax. Did you ever try to paint over wax?
I have.
No, but I can only imagine.
I have.
I'm sure.
I have. In the office where we are now, when we renovated it, there was one of the previous tenants there had burned candles constantly. And on the side wall where they were burned, there was like a wax film on the wall. We tried to clean it off. We had to get special primer because all the paint just
ran right down it.
It did. It was like it melted off. It wouldn't set up properly. So.
Yeah, bubbles.
Yeah, that would drive me nuts.
People who own their own homes vote more, volunteer more, and contribute more to their neighborhoods. That's an interesting stat.
I didn't know that. And it says most homeowners enjoy stable housing costs. The only thing, if I have a 30-year mortgage at a fixed rate, that's not going up. I mean, what's going to go up are probably my normal bills. The gas. Actually, gas has gone down 10%. But property taxes, they never go down.
Mm-mm.
Never, never.
And homeowners can typically deduct mortgage interest and property taxes on their federal and individual income tax return.
That's huge. That's mm-hmm. a real, real plus for home ownership.
Homeowners don't move as frequently as renters, so that provides a stability within a neighborhood and helps reduce crime and supports neighborhood upkeep. Children of homeowners do better in school and stay in school longer.
I didn't know that. It says they're more likely to participate in organized activity and spend less time in front of the dreaded television.
Mm.
SpongeBob, turn him off.
I don't like SpongeBob.
No, I don't. But my son loves him. There's a battle right there. 67% of American households are owner-occupied. America is a nation of homeowners.
Here's one for you. Very, very strong point. Homeowners pay 80 to 90% of federal individual income taxes.
Really?
Can you believe that?
Mm-mm.
I couldn't believe that when I read that.
So homeowners pay 80 to 90% of federal individual income taxes. Wow.
Which contributes to federal programs that benefit all Americans.
Now, this one I found very interesting. It says every home purchase pumps $60,000 into the local economy for furniture, home improvements, and related items.
Wow.
How much did you spend on your house? What do you know, the furniture and...
Altogether, I couldn't add it all up for you, but it adds up quickly.
Yes, it certainly
very
does.
Very quickly.
Okay.
We're headed for a break, but before we do so, we always like to review a listing and... Pat?
Yes, I have a listing here. It's Trish Nardelli's listing. It's 1596 Ridgeview Drive in Lake Ariel. It's in the Hideout. I like the Hideout. It's nice up there. This is a three-bedroom, two-bath. It's listed for $224,900. Three bedrooms, two baths. It's an excellent home. It's a bi-level. The master bedroom in the lower level for privacy. Plenty of space. For office area with full master bath with a whirlpool. It's got a beautiful eat-in kitchen. It's got a heated sunroom exiting to the deck. And it says it's got three types of heating. I like that. I like backup. It says electric is the main heat source. It's got a pellet stove in the living room and propane in the laundry room. So that's Trish Nardelli's. It's 1596 Ridgeview Drive in Lake Ariel for $224,900.
That's the Hideout, right?
Yes, ma'am.
It's that time. We will be back shortly with more Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker.
When selling your property with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate, you'll experience the gold standard. Their network is your edge, where experience and expertise intersect with your real estate goals and dreams. They know and understand you want to sell at the right price with as few worries as possible. It's reassuring to know Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate has been guiding clients down the golden path of selling for over 40 years. Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate makes your dreams a reality by maximizing the exposure of your property here and around the nation, harvesting the power of the internet. They'll shepherd you through every step of the selling process, from start to finish, from marketing, the offer, the inspection, the contract, then the close. They're great listeners, skilled negotiators, and focused on every detail so you achieve the highest level of service you deserve. Call Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate at 344-6724. That's 344-6724. Or visit www.jruddy.com, where they work to champion your best interests all the way.
We are back with more Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM The Talker. I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker owner, and with Pat Devaney, my husband and fellow realtor. Hello.
Hello.
And Jessica, hi.
Good morning.
So far today, we've been discussing most people that view the internet, go on the internet looking for a home, buying a home, and they're in there, they're getting online to start their search.
What am I having such a hard time thinking this morning?
I don't know.
Pat drew a blank.
I drew a blank. I just, you know, I just had a freeze up there. And okay. I know that. And I know what we were talking about because I'm here.
He was too busy with the peanut butter fudge.
Mm-hmm. Peanut butter fudge.
Too early in the morning. Your system cannot handle that sugar.
I know.
What happens to Patrick when he eats too much sugar?
He gets crazy.
Where does he get it from?
He gets it from his mother.
No. That was not where I was going with it.
Tell the truth.
Yes, the whole truth and nothing but the truth. So help you.
He gets it from his mother.
No. Well, anyway, we were talking about how the internet search...
is a good starting point.
And most people that go online searching for a home do work with a realtor.
That's right. They said 9 out of 10 people at some point in the search process are on the internet.
Mm-hmm. So do you have any buying advice for people?
It says the weather outside might be frightful, but that doesn't mean it's not a good time to sell your homes. Go ahead. Help me with this, will you?
All right. Well, this time of year is a good time to look for a home because there's a lot of good reasons why. Inventory is not as plentiful as in spring, but there's a lot of good deals. People that are on the market right now selling a home that are actively have their home listed for sale are motivated.
Motivated.
Okay.
Let's make a deal.
Okay.
And we'll negotiate for you.
And there's less competition from other buyers than in the springtime when everybody seems to be gearing up to buy.
That's right. Everybody's coming back out in the spring. Oh, I'm going to wait till the spring before I look for a house.
Here's another good point. Lenders and agents have a lot more time to work with you now.
What are you insinuating?
Mm-hmm. How about you? Do you have the time?
I have the time now. I have a few people I'm working with, but I have the time.
To interest rates, which are very low now, and I don't know.
The trend is up.
And they're probably, I can't say for sure, but if I was to predict, I think they're going to continue to inch upward. So interest rates are typically lower than in the springtime. And the best thing of all, which this is something I would need pointed out to me if I was moving in the dead of winter, but nobody wants to move in wintertime. You have a lot to contend with: sleet, snow, freezing rain, ice, so on and so forth. But when you're relaxing on your patio or your deck with your cocktail in your hand and you're unpacked and you have your whole house together, isn't that a good feeling?
Absolutely.
And those first few warm days in May.
Uh-huh. So, think of that image. You know, when most people are moving, you're relaxing on that deck, on that patio.
I never want to move.
Okay. It's just planting flowers. You're doing something mm-hmm. other than moving.
Moving and unpacking and packing and cleaning and,
Yeah.
Stuff. That's a good point.
That's a good image, right? And so you can get on and enjoy your spring and summer while others are just trudging away there. 5 worst markets and 5 best markets.
That's right. Some markets have hit bottom and some are trending up. Here we go. The 5 worst markets. The first one is, I feel like I'm doing Letterman's number 10, top 10 list or something. It says Daytona Beach, Ormond Beach, Florida. It says the average home price is predicted to drop 11%.
Wow.
Over 2011. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
That's not good.
Mm-mm.
Next one is Lakeland, Winter Haven, Florida. It says a decline of 7% is predicted for 2011. Another one here that we like is Orlando Kissimmee, 7% is expected to go down. Now, this is a... Kissimmee. That's right. You say whatever.
Tomato, I say tomato.
Disney, that's what I think of. Now, this one is a surprise. Boise, Nampa, Idaho. It says home prices are supposed to decline 7% in 2011. And the last one is, this is no surprise, but this one has taken a big beating already, is Reno, Sparks, Nevada. It's supposed to go down another 7%.
Really?
They have been hammered out there. Hammered.
How about the five best markets?
Go ahead, you do it.
San Diego, Carlsbad, San Marcos, California.
That's nice.
Oh, that's a beautiful area. If I were to live in California, that was the area that I liked the most. And you can see it, too. You could see that, you know, it's a desirable place to live. Oklahoma City.
My sister likes Oklahoma City.
Mm-hmm.
She said it's hot in the summer, but it's real nice.
Tulsa, Oklahoma.
No risk here. Prices will stay flat over the next year.
This is surprising. Number four, Cincinnati, Middletown, Ohio.
Kentucky and Indiana. Supposed to remain flat. That's good. At least prices aren't going to decline anymore.
And Lexington, Fayette, Kentucky.
Says the market is at the bottom. And it's good. I mean, with all these influences on the market, foreclosures and everything, it's good to see that things are going to... The predictions are that things are supposed to be straightening out. That's good for everybody.
Well, that's what they're saying. That they're saying that in 2011, they hope to see employment, those numbers gain. They're hoping that the mortgage industry relaxes and returns to some sort of normalcy.
Yes, they've overcompensated. I mean, years ago, they were giving loans away. They had ninja loans. You ever hear of a ninja loan? No income, no job application? Yeah, I knew a guy.
Really?
I knew a guy, he had five properties and he didn't have a job. I said, how does he do it? He lost all of them.
But, well, yeah.
He has no job, but I hope he's not listening. But anyway, they went the other way. Now they're asking you have to have money in bank accounts. It's got to, what does he say?
It's got to be there for like 3 months or something.
Yeah, it's
got to
mature or ferment. Seasoned. That's it. Tom says the money's got to season. Now, they really went from one way to the other. So hopefully they'll relax things a little bit.
Right, that the underwriting won't be so harsh.
That's nuts.
Yes, it is.
No income, no job. Took me a second even after you said that. I'm like, ninja, N-I-N-J-A.
No income, no job application.
Mm-hmm.
That's insane.
They don't do them anymore.
Well, yeah, I know. I guess I missed my chance.
Yes, you did.
How do you avoid an endless house hunt?
How do you avoid an endless house hunt?
What do you tell people that are looking? Do you ever give them any tips on how to... Well, buyers, and you know, a lot of times, and I work with a lot of husband and wives, and when I go through properties, it seems like a lot of times, and it's a repeating pattern, I do see it's common. They get frustrated. Mm-hmm. And, you know, one or the other, one of the spouses will want to give up. And they seem to be maybe at odds as to what they really want. And because I've gone through it enough times, I know, and it seems like I'm sure just words to them, but I do try to reassure them that it's gonna happen. It just hasn't happened yet. And when you find that house that you both like and want,
right,
it's just gonna be natural,
right.
But a lot of times they go and one's.
So what do? You make them write a list?
Yeah, I often tell them to, you know, keep a journal. And write down what they have to have in a home. So what do you have to have? What can you not live without? Is it the amount of bedrooms? Is it you have to have a garage?
That school district?
A certain school district. You have to have a second bath, so on and so forth. And then when you start engaging them in that kind of discussion, you realize what, you know, well, we don't have to have a garage, but if we have a lot size that would allow for a future garage, we would consider that.
Right.
So you start to see where you can make things happen.
Make it work.
Mm-hmm.
Must-haves?
Yeah, they have to have, yeah, make a list. What you have to have, what would be nice, what would you would like to have, but you could live without.
Right.
And what do you definitely do not want.
Right.
I don't want to be living across the street from the cemetery?
Well, on a river, on a busy road, on a main road. You know, those are a lot of objections that people have.
Mm-hmm.
So you know that you're going to strike those properties. So those are the things we like to tell people when we work with them. You know, that's and write your list independent of each other, and then come to some common ground.
Independent of each other.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Laundry chute. Two words. Laundry chute.
We never got a laundry chute.
Okay. Mm-hmm. The one thing I wanted, Jessica.
Oh, dear God.
Great, actually, come to think of it. How can we make this work in my house?
Uh-huh.
I just want stamped concrete. I just want cherry cabinets.
Okay.
Just one thing.
Well, see, this is the one thing that I had on my request
list. Oh, dear God.
There
was never just one thing.
And while you have this house that's gutted right down to the studs, you would think that a laundry chute would be possible, wouldn't you think?
Yes. Not?
No.
Why?
I don't know.
Because we'd have to move the toilet. That's why.
We moved it when we moved into our place. It's doable.
I'm outnumbered here, and I'm being ganged up on.
There is no way you can win this. None.
I give you a laundry chute.
Uh-huh.
Can't you just angle around it?
Yeah, if we could go out the window. You could throw it out one window and in the other. There you go. Problem solved. Okay, what's the next one?
I can just see this tube coming from my second
outside.
Floor. Oh, gosh. What's that? Oh, that's my laundry chute.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to shoot myself if we keep talking about this.
And one other thing I don't want to lose here with buyers is give yourself a deadline. You want to, you know, you definitely want to have a house. Give yourself a deadline. If it's January, put yourself, write it right on the calendar. We want to be in by June 30th.
Right. How long does it take people to find a home?
It usually takes 12 weeks, and they have to look at least 12 properties. That's the average.
And 12 and 12.
12 and 12. Interesting, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Okay, we're going to go over a listing because we're, you know.
We are the real estate roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy, so we're going to talk about a listing?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes. And this listing is a new listing. By John Pendrack with Century 21 Jack Ruddy's. It's located at 600 McAlpine Street in Avoca, and that's the corner of McAlpine and Pittston Avenue. It's a two-unit. It's an up and down. So the first floor has four rooms, two bedrooms, one bath. And then the second floor has five rooms, three bedrooms, one bath. And in the second floor, it has a family room with a gas fireplace. That's nice.
I saw the pictures John was showing me. It looks like a really nice house.
Very well kept. It's, it probably could be lived in, and then that second unit can help pay the expenses and the mortgage. It's a large corner lot. The second level has an updated kitchen with modern lighting. The spacious family room has a fireplace, as I mentioned. Two newer separate electric panels, large closets, and crown moldings and wainscoting in some rooms. Large open rear deck off the second level, large front side porch, and plenty of off-street parking, $149,999.
I saw that they had three cars parked off-street. John was showing me all those pictures. Nice.
The tip of the day, we're going to close. Mark your calendars, January 30th, 2011. Our son goes to Master Kowaleski's Karate USA, Main Street in Dixon City, and one of his wife's family members needs a lung transplant, so they're having a gathering Sunday, January 30th, 2011. It's a spaghetti dinner. It's for Vincent Carroll. He's from West Scranton. The event will take place at the Regal Room in Oliphant, and tickets are $8, and $4 of that $8 will be directly given to the family for that lung transplant. So hope to see you there. And that concludes today's Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate with Jackie Ruddy, Pat Devaney.
Thank you.
Thank you.
No, thank you.
If you have any real estate questions during the week, feel free to email us at
questions@jruddy.com. That's questions@jruddy.com. You can call us toll free at 888-399-JACK. That's 888-399-5225.
Visit our listings or search the MLS by going to jruddy.com. That's jruddy.com. Have a sensational weekend.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.
The opinions expressed in this show are the views of the host and not necessarily that of WTRW, 94.3 The Talker, or the Bold Gold Media Group.
Hi, this is Jackie Ruddy from Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. Is real estate on your mind? It's on ours 24/7. Whether you're buying, selling, investing, or in need of an appraisal, you have questions, we have answers.
Thinking of buying or selling a house and have questions? Tune in to the Real Estate Roundtable, hosted by locally owned and operated Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate on Saturday mornings at 11 and Sunday mornings at 11:30.